plong fort long referendum hemista kam close up. Noya we 2010 no mo hemista plong kasem 29 May 2024. Ilukim plan de awareness mo tok tok isap de place finish long prepare mol people plong kasem dea. Mo plan de political analysis. Oli make mol analysis too long current political situation we start plong Vanuatu noya. Professor John Frankel, hemi one professor plong comparative politics long Victoria University, hemi along Wellington, long New Zealand. Professor Frankel hemi been writing one article where he been publishing long development policy blog where hemi talk about current political party laws long Vanuatu. SPS Bislama hemi been talk with him, long ask him ding ding blang him. Behind long article him, some fella point where hemi been raise him inside long article. Professor Frankel, thank you too much for taking time long talk with him SPS Bislama today morning. Long article blow you here where you've been publishing long March 27. You've been mentioning Mdelpet say Nivola proposed lawyer, Article 17A or 17B by Hemi no sabe stopping political instability. Professor, you sabe tell Mdelpet, you sabe give him some reason why now you've been telling all same law article
there? Well, I think Vanuatu politicians, particularly on the government side, are understandably concerned with political instability, and they want to do something about it. Ralph Regan-Vanu in particular talks about the enormous costs of changing government midterm, constantly MPs crossing the floor, no confidence votes. Vanuatu has had a long experience of that continuing government instability. However, I think the proposed legislation, in particular the two constitutional amendments, will not resolve this problem of political instability. They will either make things worse or they will have no effect. They will not make things better. And I say that because I think that 17A, the first of the constitutional amendments, which requires MPs to continue to support, quote unquote, support a political party through a constitutional term, through a parliamentary term, that support is not defined precisely. The important bit of the legislation is the rules on expulsion. Mm. So if a party member were to vote for a different prime minister, they could be expelled from their political party. But I think the rules on expulsion actually give too much powers to people that may not be elected at all. And there's a sort of assumption that the party presidents will behave better than the elected members, which is not going to be the case. And also, there's a reference to the speaker in the event of expulsion, but speakers are political appointees. So you will not end political instability in that through that route. You will just reappear in a different form, and political speakers will act in a partisan way. They will act in favor of the government that selected them. 17B is even worse because it tries to stop independent members of parliament or one-person parties. But it doesn't, and it says that within 3 months they have to affiliate with the political party. But it doesn't stop them simply registering a political party after they get elected and making it into a one-person political party. The whole law is a bit confused, to be honest, and there are all sorts of provisions in the legislation passed in December which are contradictory and won't work as anticipated. This all needs a bit more thought.
You've been mentioning too long article, yes, all new fella changes here by hemi sabe undermine democracy. You sabe elaborate small hemia.
Not in the article that you're referring to, but I have said elsewhere that I think the Constitution requires, this is in relation to the electoral system, not in relation to these laws on parties. In relation to the electoral system is required to be proportional, but it has become ever less proportional, and it isn't proportional when it comes to by-elections. Maybe you're referring to the fact that I talked about the history in Papua New Guinea, where the organic law on the integrity of political parties and candidates was found to be largely unconstitutional in 2010 by the Papua New Guinea Supreme Court. Mm. Key provisions restricting MPs from moving across the floor. I mean, I think this is a little different in Vanuatu, because in Vanuatu you have a provision in the constitution that requires major political reforms to go to a referendum, and these are going to a referendum. So I don't think that the amendments, if passed, will be ruled unconstitutional by the courts, although that's not impossible. But there are other aspects to the Political Parties Act that was passed in December that are not being put to a referendum, and those are essential elements of the law. Those could be ruled unconstitutional precisely because they've not been put to a referendum.
One other something too, where you've been talking about long article here about them party hopping laws, and you mentioned them case for Fiji. Professor, you should tell them a little bit no more. Say why you mentioned them say party hopping laws, but him not have a workload and what to. What do you propose political party registration bill?
Well, party hopping laws did not used to work very well in Fiji. If you go back 20 years to the time when there was a court case around a small party called the New Labour Unity Party about which MPs were part of the party and which were not. It didn't work very well back then. But since then, Fiji has adopted an open list proportional representation electoral system, and party laws against party hopping work better when you have a proportional representation systems, because they encourage and strengthen political parties from the grassroots upwards. Actually, the way that I would advise Vanuatu to think about party strengthening laws, instead of thinking about them as a separate issue to the issue of the electoral system, to handle both together and to revise and amend the electoral system. The current system, which electoral specialists call the single non-transferable vote system, is a very weak electoral system that does not work well in Vanuatu and hasn't worked very well anywhere else in the world. Vanuatu, I think, is the only country in the world that now uses that electoral system to elect its lower house of parliament. If Vanuatu were to reform that electoral system, and there are already multi-member electorates, but use something like Fiji's system of open list PR or closed list PR, like as in New Caledonia, it would be much easier to introduce laws that strengthen political parties on that basis. The legislation presupposes that there are cast iron constitutions for political parties that envisage all possible circumstances, and it also presupposes that party presidents act in accordance with their constitutions rather than for personal motives, depending on vendettas that they might have with MPs or MPs that they support over other MPs. All of the history of Vanuatu politics indicates to us that that's not likely to be the case. There have been numerous cases where party presidents, where party members, where speakers have acted in accordance with personal self-interest rather than in accordance with the Constitution. This legislation, actually, the irony is that this legislation assumes what it intends to achieve. In other words, it assumes that there already are strong parties. In order for it to work effectively, there must be strong parties because they must have strong constitutions and they must have party presidents that are obedient to those constitutions. But nevertheless, that's what the legislation is supposed to try and achieve. It's supposed to try and achieve strong parties, but that's a contradiction. I think the better way to do this is to create a mild incentive for the strengthening of political parties through the electoral system and work that way.
After long 29 May, suppose 17 AM or 17 P, if I have me pass, one them now, a lot of things to use, if I have me happen, law Vanuatu, in terms of political stability.
Well, if the yes vote on both 17A and 17B get a majority, which I suspect will be the case, if that happens, then they will have to go back and revise the Political Parties Registration Bill or Act that they passed in December, because it contradicts the two referendums. And that'll be a problem, because there'll be aspects of that they'll have to think about putting to a referendum again. If the law starts to be applied, the problems will immediately become apparent. The difficulties will show themselves fairly kind of promptly, and there'll be all sorts of efforts to manipulate the law to favour one side or the other, depending on how the factions develop politically. So I would envisage quite a lot of instability arising from the application of the this new legislation. Fortunately, unlike the Solomon Islands, Vanuatu doesn't have a history of violence or rioting associated with these kind of political maneuvers. In the Solomon Islands, we saw, because of the uncertainties created by the 2014 Political Parties Integrity Act, we saw major disturbances in the aftermath of the 2019 election, where people didn't know quite which government was legitimate and which government was not legitimate. Hopefully that won't be the case in Vanuatu.